I haven't heard the recorded version of this in so long.
It might sound terrible.
I mean,
why do people like this song so much?
I don't know. I mean, the verses are cool.
Yeah.
It's very Third Eye Blind.
I think this was like the first super Third Eye Blinding thing we'd ever done.
Yeah. I remember really liking it.
Probably. I was about to say, probably should have got on the record.
Yeah. I think it also sounds like Taking Back Sunday maybe a little better.
Yeah. So, Pioneer just did weird stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so that. But this is on the Forever Halloween shit. But
yeah, but we recorded.
We recorded. Yeah, this is a Pioneer song. It's cool. That's sick.
I feel like those like background vocals. I feel like he was doing that a lot during that time on a lot of those songs.
Probably. Well, if you record 27, you got to like redo some stuff.
Yeah,
the bridge is wild.
Yeah. Yeah, this sounds. I remember.
Wait, let's hear it. This was our Deja brand new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then this part.
There's reverse vocals too.
This part was a ripoff of a band called like White Lines or White. Remember that?
Mm-mm.
You don't? Oh, we just straight ripped this. I'll have to. Maybe after when we post this on the internet, I'll ask John what it was. Like, it's straight up the same thing.
Well, this is cool. I mean, this feels like a traditional
bridge,
rock bridge, and I don't feel like we've done many of them. Oh, goes full time, which we were doing that a lot too.
Yeah, like Vanilla, I think we'd do something like that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a cool song. It's this weird balance of like kind of dark, but it's
what. What the fuck was that?
That was just a little, just a little outro.
Interesting. It's cool for sure.
It is cool. I think maybe the interesting thing to talk about is the fact that, you know, that's a song that didn't get put on anything besides a B-sides, and we've never played it, and it is. Cool song, but it's kind of grown. It's grown its own audience. It's grown a group of people that just are diehard for that song. And I don't know how big of a group of people it is, or if it's just they're very intense about it. But
but I feel like it's a little bit died down. There was like a second there when it was like I feel like every day someone was tweeting me to play that fucking song.
Yeah. But I also think maybe we've made it clear that that's not going to happen.
Maybe
until maybe 8123 Fest, which is my thought. Is
what was your what do you want to the show before you said?
Oh yeah,
so criminal and other songs.
Yeah, so we always play a show before 8123 Fest. It's kind of like. Some like the first year we played all of Pioneer in full, and the second year we played songs that we don't ever play. And then, my idea for the next one is calling it the main presents So Criminal plus 18 other songs.
think it's a good idea.
And then we just opened with it.
Dude, and it's so funny because there's definitely songs like that that have people who seem very excited about it. And then when you actually play it on a full tour, it's like maybe four people a show or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. It ends up being like something like the Fest, when there's a big group of people who are super diehard, it would probably go over well. But if we play that on a show, like a normal tour, people be like, what the fuck is this song?
Yeah.
Like Vanilla's kind of, like that one kind of has more of a thing, but it's definitely in that realm of, you know, a couple people play Vanilla.
Yeah.
And then it, you know, we play it live and it's just kind of right down the middle.
Yeah. But no, I think hearing that song, I think it, I think we ended up taking parts of that. You know, I think like the verses in So Criminal, you know, compared to maybe Bad Behavior or something, like vocal melody wise and kind of the like drum and bass kind of part, definitely, you know, maybe Bad Behavior is just a happier version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's something that we did and then really didn't retrace again
until
four more years, you know, until American Candy.
Yeah.
I guess it just wasn't the right time for it to be on the record. I guess it's one that I feel like maybe could have been on the album.
Yeah. I would love to be back in a room with us actually sitting down and figuring out the
picking which songs
which
we're
songs
make
made
Pioneer.
That fucking album, because it's so crazy.
Yeah,
there's definitely stronger songs that we had.
Yeah,
and I guess that's just kind of an overall thing. Is like, I was just thinking about like when you're in the moment, it's so hard to step out of it, and it's so, especially us talking about music yesterday. It's funny to like see the flaws now, even in the newest album.
Yeah.
You know, like we're sitting here, we can talk about it now because we're, you know, 7 months away or whatever, I guess a year from recording it. And you're like, oh yeah, maybe that one wasn't the right idea. You know, like you can see things in it.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, almost 10 years later, you're like, oh wow. Tons.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a weird thing.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like at the same time, you know, it's like, obviously people made their connections with those records, so they are what they are forever. So I guess we made the right decision, I guess, in some way or another. But
and people won't. To us, there was a bunch of songs.
Yeah,
and it all was just a time period, not specifically an album.
Yeah,
like, and so us, you can going back and be like, oh, maybe that one. But, like, people digested the whole thing the way that we put it out.
Yeah.
So, like, any other version of it would be weird for them.
Yeah. I'm really interested now to hear that. So, we're going to play the demo version of So Criminal, which we haven't heard probably since we recorded that.
I think this is it.
So, I'm interested to see if...
Yeah, this is it.
Okay. Appears as if
nothing's changed.
Intro is the exact same. Can we make it a little faster, maybe?
Maybe a little bit. What language is that?
Yeah, I think maybe we took out my drums.
But even that thing. Yeah.
I don't know if he had a vocal for the chorus.
No. This is slightly different.
Yeah.
That was definitely a progression we used all the time on Pioneer. Like on the demos.
Yeah.
Like tons. That's the same
thing.
But it's funny listening to these back, and like, if you listen closely, you hear John like call out, like, bridge or something. Yeah.
Just figuring parts out.
This was the downtown Phoenix section. So this is us all sitting in a room sweaty as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 120 out. And
so probably the same week we had written, like, Thinking of You and...
And
I actually think there are reverse vocals
on that part. Yeah.
I want to say it's like John talking crap about the label maybe or something.
Oh,
like
it was.
That.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, like, you know, people are going to listen to it and have to like
reverse
figure
it. Yeah,
out what it is.
Yeah.
But then there's all the stuff on top of it that you can never actually pick it out.
So this is a build instead of the dush dush.
Yeah.
When the fuck did we figure all that stuff out? We didn't do pre-pro.
I think it's just while we're tracking, like, the drums.
Ugh. That was weird.
Yeah, so... nothing really changed. I'm curious to hear the outro.
I think I remember it.
Same thing.
Oh, and I remember what it was.
It was like a Foo Fighters thing.
No. Replacements. Bastards Young.
Mm.
I remember saying that. It's pretty much the same. Yeah.
Let's see if there's any interesting talking or anything. Yeah, so that was one that would have began with probably just a guitar riff. Like, I don't, you know, there were a bunch of being out with like a vocal or something, and that one definitely was more just like an instrumental track that then we turned into a song.
Yeah, so like we would sit in the room in the morning, and John would just play demos he had. And then we'd listen to on these speakers and like...
be like, all right, that's a cool guitar riff. Let's...
Yeah, and then
we just go get
to the
room and...
Yeah, and then start doing it and did that...
Every day.
Every day for like over a month.
Yeah. And we would just pretty much get a song done a day.
Yeah.
And not really come back to it or...
Where was the board and stuff?
It was in where we...
The
studio, yeah.
So Gibbs's room at the time?
Yeah.
That was such a wild period. Like, so many people lived in that house.
Yeah.
In the old office. It was Gibbs lived in there. My brother.
Yeah.
Kevin Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Marco?
Maybe, yeah.
I lived there. John lived there. Ken lived there.
Yeah.
You didn't.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, yeah, we were there all day. Like... Mm. All day long, it was wild. Ghosts.
Yeah, I think that that one I just it's become that song has become a you know, there's people after all the shows that come up to me and talk to me about when they, you know, about wanting to play that song, and now I've just kind of turned it into a joke, which is fun. That I keep like I'll post a tweet just saying so criminal, and that people think we're gonna perform it that night.
Yeah.
Well, we will
have to do it at some point.
Yeah.
Like, but I think you and me might be the only one that is
are like in on the thing.
Yeah. I doubt John even
is
aware that people. Yeah. Like, I think it's because of the podcast and just. Talking to people because we've talked about it a few times on here. It's just and like I said, the reason we didn't play it was because you guys didn't vote for it.
Ew.
You did not vote for it, so it's your fault.
Tough luck.
Yeah. You wanted us to play Vanilla. No, Blood Red?
Vanilla.
Oh, my. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. The vocals in that are very high.
Yeah.
Super duper high. Yeah. That sounds painful to do in an actual show.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to drop down the key a little bit.
Yeah.
But that one, I think we could learn very fast for a show. I feel like it's pretty just right down the middle. That I don't think it would be very hard. And like,
I mean, I'm sure it's very close to four other songs that we've.
The strong structure seems pretty simple.
It would just be those hits.
Yeah.
Dun, dun. Because we probably do like some stupid thing where we do like two
one hit and then four and then three and then two. Just for no reason, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, now this song has received its time. Received its own podcast episode.
There you go.
Just so criminal. Everybody's
and the
been
demo.
Asking. You guys were able to hear the demo. I am telling you that if we are going to play it, it won't be at least until 8123 Fest 2021.
Yes.
So that's it.
There you go.
All the Setlist Divas can put that one to rest.
Yep.
But I guess any final thoughts on the song itself?
It's cool. It's I think it's cool. Listening back, I hadn't heard it in a long time. So mm-hmm. listen, and I think I always say that, but I think. People hold it to a higher standard than it might deserve. But it's fine. It's cool.
Yeah. My thoughts are that it sounds like the beginnings of us figuring out maybe the identifying sound of our band that came on American Candy and... Well, just a little more edge. A little lonely, yeah. But I think maybe it took working through that kind of idea to see that. Oh, like that. That's cool, and we can do it. So
yeah.
Tight. It laid the groundwork for what was to come, and overall,
pretty okay.
Pretty happy with it. Pretty happy with it.
Cool.
Well,
there you go. A shorter one, but there you go.
Breakdown of So Criminal. Hello and welcome.
What up? Well, hey, what up?
We're podcasting, man.
We're a mile high.
We're in Denver.
We're a mile high, baby.
I'm so high right now. It's crazy.
This is the first time I feel like in years where I could, like, my breath has been short here. Like, yep. I normally don't really feel it that much, but today, I think it's because I slept only 3 hours last night.
Really? Why?
I just couldn't sleep? I went to bed around midnight and woke up at 3:45. Exactly, and then I rolled around till like 8 something. I just couldn't sleep, and then we got to the other bus at like 10. So yeah. I guess I got 5 hours, but yeah. It was a big chunk of time in the middle that nothing happened besides me still awake but with my eyes closed and hearing the. That's the rumble strip. Because our driver's bad at his job.
Our bus was having some issues. The generator, which is like the thing that gives power to everything, wasn't working. So they sent a new bus. So we are on a new bus today, which is
also a bus
that we've
that's an
been
old bus.
On. We've been on a bunch. So
how many times?
I don't know. Probably 5 tours.
Yeah.
But it feels like home.
Yeah.
So,
but right now it smells like cigarettes.
Yeah.
It smells fucking gross.
So we're trying to get rid of that smell.
I bought candles.
We don't like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I said it earlier. I said it smells like a bowling alley in like 1992.
Yeah.
You know, like when they had the smoking section and the non and it smelled like when you were in the non smoking section, but it just lingered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Other
than that, I'm happy to be back on this.
Yeah.
Our refrigerators work again.
Yeah.
We were living with
this nice
stinky refrigerators.
Yeah.
What we have a week and a half left?
Yeah, about a week and a half.
That's crazy.
Pretty wild. Yeah. Everything's been great. I had some really awesome shows. I mean, since we last talked, we played Chicago and Minneapolis and Des Moines some more too, but
never mind.
Yeah,
where are we?
So yeah, that's been they've been awesome shows, and I'm it's gonna be bittersweet to be done with this tour, but you know, we get to bring it over to UK and Europe, so
that we will, yeah. and not that long,
yeah. So yeah, if you're out and about, and we'll be in the Pacific Northwest area soon. And it's been a bit since we've been in Portland and Seattle and San Francisco. Definitely has been a while. And
I kind of forgot.
Yeah,
not I forgot about San Francisco, but it's been how long? When were you there last?
Warp Tour, I guess.
Yeah, because TBS played Sacramento.
Yeah, and Portland. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's wow.
Yeah.
I love San Francisco.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So. Yeah, that's about it. Freaking. I think everyone's kind of over their sicknesses, from what I can tell.
John's got a half broken foot.
Yeah,
not fully broken, but
jumped off the stage. At the end of How Do You Feel in Minneapolis, and
fucked it up,
yeah.
And so he's like limping everywhere. He went and got an X-ray, and it's not broken. But no. Did you hear what the doctor said?
I said like come back and
month. If it still hurts in a month, just get another X-ray, and I might have fucked up. It's like what?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You sound very confident in your job.
Yeah, appreciate that. That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah. We got this wildlife coming to join us tomorrow night, which would be cool.
Oh, shit.
Cool. And then Who Hurt You, which is Jack from All Time Low's other project in Anaheim and San Diego. So that'll be fun to add some new
show ever?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think they're playing a show this weekend, and then
nice
with us after that. So,
cool. Yeah. So if you haven't got the tickets,
get them. Yeah. And then that's about it. That is all the updates on life. We we got a bit behind on episodes, so we'll be getting back into the mix.
Yeah. I know I said like
to ping them out
a month ago that we're going to do the Q&A, and we didn't do that yet.
Well, we can still do it.
Yes, I know.
We can do it next.
Cool.
So.
Did we talk about what this one's about?
No. Oh, yeah. So Criminal. A song that has...
The song for the people. People's song.
A song that people like to... request. So we thought we would play you the demo and give you a kind of breakdown of what we were thinking at the time. So hopefully you'll dig that. And if you have any other suggestions of song breakdowns that you would like to hear, let us know, because we could do them for pretty much any song.
Yeah.
The handful we don't have a demo for, but even that we could still
figure something out.
Yeah. So
tight.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening. Before before we get into the episode, we'll have a little message from a sponsor, and then it'll be on to the show. Thank you.